रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. आयदेकान चैप्टर नंबर 50 श्रृंगबेरपुर. The recitation begins now. Rama, according to the traditions of his line, ought to have saluted the guardian deity of Ayodhya, taken leave of it when he departed from the city. But, intent on other things, he forgot to do so. So he stopped his chariot on the confines of South Kosala, reverently saluted the guardian deity of Ayodhya, and prayed to her to crown with success his attempt to dwell in the forest for 14 years. Ayodhya, the best of cities, proud capital of the kings of the Ikshvaku line, I salute in all reverence to the gods that have their abode in you and those that protect you. Pray give me leave to proceed and let me have your blessings to come back here at the end of 14 years and behold you once again in the company of my parents. He stood aside to see large crowds that had come there to see him and stood with streaming eyes and wan faces. His heart was wrung at the piteous sight and hot tears started from his eyes. He raised his hands aloft and cried, None knows better than myself your respect and love towards me, but it would only enhance and deepen your grief to see me under this road of adversity. Go back, good people all, and seek to forget your sorrow in the busy concerns of your life. They went round him in affectionate reverence and prepared to go back, but they could not take their eyes off him and all unknowingly followed him at a distance. They could never have enough of gazing at him and were bewailing their miserable fate when, like a sun hidden by the darkness of night, Rama disappeared from view at a turn of the road. The kingdom of Kosala is rich in wealth and corn. It is the favorite resort of the good and the righteous. Fear is a thing unknown to those that live in it. A lovely sight at all times, it is dotted all over with sacrificial posts, indicating the scenes of former sacred rites. Every village and every hamlet is a miniature Ayodhya with its groves and gardens and flocks of cattle. Well watered and rich of soil, disease and anxiety are strangers throughout that vast kingdom. The chants of the holy scriptures rise upon the air everywhere. Rama passed with lightning speed through his kingdom, full of happy men, women and children with everything that made life joyful to them. You cannot find anyone on this broad earth that would not deem it the highest blessing that could fall to his share to be the lord and ruler of Kosala. Yet Rama cast it away from him as if it were a useless wisp of straw. Marvelous indeed and all unthinkable the fortitude of Sri Ramachandra, who could gladly exchange the horrid forest for such a bright and happy empire. They travelled further south and reached the banks of the river Ganga that courses through the heavens, the earth and the nether worlds. Its clear and sweet waters wash away every sin and are ever resorted to by the holy sages. Numberless hermitages cover its banks. Its deep pools form the favorite resorts of lovely apsaras who come there to disport themselves in the cool waters. Devas and Danavas, Gandharvas and Kinnaras, male and female, are to be found at all times in the groves and hills on either sides. The flowers that blossom on it are eagerly sought after in the Svarga and the other worlds to worship the mighty gods with. The sound of its waters falling upon slabs of rock reminds one of a lovely woman clapping her hands in joyful laughter. The foam on its surface is her bright smile. The current running over the uneven ground is her dark braided locks. Its slow eddies are the whirls of her navel. It runs through deep places with grand sounds as if a mridanga playing. It flows through the sharp rocks with a noise fearful as that of thunder rolling. Bright with the brightness of the gods that bathe therein, it is hid here beneath a bank of blue lotuses. There you come upon high ground for a long distance. Here bright patches of sand gleam in the sun. There the swans, ruddy geese and waterfowls cry in mad joy. Here the tall trees on its banks are reflected in the water as if they cast garlands around her neck. Here full-blown lotuses, utpalas, kumudas and kalhara flowers hide the stream. Here the pollen of the flowers lie thick and red as if the current is mad and intoxicated. There it shines pure and pellucid as crystal without the slightest suspicion or speck of dirt. In the forest on its banks roam the huge elephants that support the quarters of the earth with others that bear the high gods in state, while other maddened members of the group trumpet forth in mad intoxication. Gleaming with fruits, flowers, shoots, thick overgrowths of creepers and birds, the Ganga resembles a hybrid beauty dressed with exquisite care and taste. In its waters lie porpoises, crocodiles and serpents sprung from the thrice holy feet of Mahavishnu, falling on the earth from the matted locks of Shankara, the beloved consort of the Lord of the Ocean. The celestial river, utterly pure in herself, washes away every stain, every sin from those that bathed in her. And Rama, Lakshmana and Sita proceeded to Sringavirpur on its banks. Rama turned to Sumantra and said, "Stop the horses. Here we stay for the night at the foot of yon huge Ingudi tree near the river, bowed beneath its precious load of berries, fruits, shoots, leaves and flowers. Let us pay our respects to this holy stream, lauded by Devas, Danavas, Gandharvas, men, beasts and birds alike." Sumantra accordingly drove the chariot to that spot, and when they had got down from it, unyoked the horses and stood with folded hands near Rama, where he sat under the leafy shade. Guha, the ruler of those parts, was a very dear friend of Rama. Strong and mighty, he came from the race of the Nishadas. Made aware of Rama's arrival in his country, he hastened to pay him his humble respects and with him his aged ministers and kin. Rama and Lakshmana observed him while afar and joyfully advanced to meet him. Guha's heart sank within him as his eyes fell on the lowly hermit garb of Rama. Yet he embraced him warmly and said, "Rama, it is not for me to say that this country is as much yours to command as Ayodhya. I and mine are your bounden slaves and await your behests." He offered him water to wash his hands and feet, placed before him various delicious fruits, roots, and said, "Mighty one, I hope you find safe journey here. This forest is your own domains. We are your happy slaves and you our lord and protector. I pray you accept from us food, conveyances, seats, horses, elephants, and other articles of necessity and luxury. Resume your royal sway over this country, which you have been pleased to delegate to me for a while." The favorite deity of Guha sought him out even where he was. Such an unexpected favor overwhelmed him with joy. He absolutely surrendered to Rama every thought of me and mine. He took refuge in Rama's mercy forever and forever, but prayed to be allowed to reach the supreme goal of his aspirations, eternal and absolute service to the Lord of his heart, his beloved Rama. Rama heard him out with unbounded pleasure, clasped into his heart with his strong hands, firm and stout as a trunk of an elephant, and said, "There be some who ever carp and cavil at whatever you may do to respect and honor them. I am mightily pleased at your coming on foot so far to see me. Your words, 'This white forest is yours and we are your happy slaves,' gladden my heart. Thereby you have honored me above compare in every way. I hope I see you and your kin in good health and peace of heart. Is it all well with your kingdom? Are your friends happy and content? Is your wealth ever increasing? The sight of you infuses joy and happiness into my heart. I accept with supreme content the noble hospitality you have rendered me. But it is against my vow to accept or use anything from the hands of others. I seek to fulfill the commands of my honored sire and lead the life of a hermit, clad in deerskin and bark of trees, feeding upon roots and fruits and other woodland fare. These horses are my father's favorites, and they come in no less for a share of my love and care. Feed them well, and you have entertained us graciously with every hospitable rite. Accordingly, Guha directed his servants to look after the horses that bore to him his honored guest. Then Rama wore his dress of bark over his shoulders, offered his prayers to the goddess of evening twilight, facing the west, and partook of the pure water of Ganga that Lakshmana brought to him. He then composed himself to rest with Sita by his side, while Lakshmana bathed their feet and took his stand under the tree. As Rama, an utter stranger all his life to privation and discomfort, formed to enjoy every delight and happiness that the world can give, supremely wise, of unblemished fame, and mighty of heart, lay asleep with Sita by his side. Guha conversed with Lakshmana and Sumantra through the long hours of the night on the divine excellences of his royal friend, and watched over them, bow in hand. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdeye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhaumaye Mangalam.